Morning at 10:27, a Tuesday, 1 week away from 2020 election. Long cool woman in a black dress. We'll put that out, dedicate that out to a Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Late Monday night here, and news is starting to churn out as we embrace for a week of insanity, and Monday was kicking it off the right way. We want to talk about that. Coming off the more, I don't know what the hell show we're doing next. I'm kidding. We're coming off the Pain in the Morning show on Monday. That was fiery. Today will be a little bit more relaxed. As we ease into the news abyss starting on Monday. Just about an hour ago, U.S. Senate confirms Amy Coney Barrett to the United States Supreme Court. And I watched her swearing in with President Trump was there along with Clarence Thomas. Judge Clarence Thomas. That was cool to watch that. And I guess, presumably, that's a 6-3 court majority for the GOP. Of course, John Roberts is a closet Democrat, so it's really a 5-4. Thanks to George W. Bush, John Roberts, the gift that keeps on giving, or gift that keeps on screwing us is more like it. It's insane. Some other breaking news. Let me throw some music out here while we're talking about some other stuff going on before we ease into the news. We'll get to the Jack Dorsey thing with long, cool woman in a black dress. That's my way of sticking it up his ass. He's on the loose, Mildred. He's on the loose already. Oh, big scary news here. I just saw a headline, the scary statistic. This scary statistic is predicting growing U.S. political violence from BuzzFeed News, right? The same fucking dummies who brought you the urine-soaked Trump dossier, the fake dossier from Christopher Steele. Of course, the editor over there at Buzz Feed News. I won't even mention his name because he's such a low life, such a lightweight. He's one of these Yale twerps. You know who else is from Yale? That's right. Hillary Clinton. Oh, speaking of that, I got one for you guys you'll like. Speaking of Hillary and Yale, I think it's Hillary's birthday, so we put together a little dedication for her here. Hold on. You'll like folks on the video podcast on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Get to see the video podcast. Here's one for you. We'll go to the video. Happy birthday, Hillary. You gotta love that one, right? This is crazy. It's like, wait a minute. You get the screen. I have to get used to that. I actually kind of like this screen better with me to the side, and then you can scroll on the other screen. We'll keep polishing it here and getting it more honed. It's anyhow, that's kind of fun to rub it in. I rub it in with Hillary. You know what else is funny? This Sasha Baron Cohen guy, the Borat guy. He thinks he's in some kind of spat with Trump, right? This guy's not even an American. Not that there's anything matter with that, but I'm tired of these carpetbaggers coming over here, and we're going to listen to that song. Go back to Little Richard. He's an American. He's a U.S. citizen and a music legend. Long, tall Sally. This Borat chump. I believe he's a British citizen or something. He's definitely not. I don't think he's a U.S. citizen. This guy's always come over here and fuck around. Go over to your own other country, your own country, your birth country, and go fuck that place up. You know why they can't do it? They have to come over here. Because if he pulled that shit over there, they lock him up. I'm not saying that's a good thing. But that's why the Daily Mail and Murdoch has come over here with the Sun, and all of his UK newspapers are now writing exclusively for the US, covering US politics, right? Because Murdoch almost got locked up too for hacking people's phones in the UK. And I know the guys who did the job. That's back when I was a contractor. So we might have some inside knowledge on that case. I'm going to dummy up on that. It's a topic for another day. I got no problem talking about it. I've talked about it on the Moore Payne Show. Previously, that's on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. We're going Moore Payne Show tonight, Tuesday nights. And we're 1 week out from the election. And we're off to the races. I don't understand why these guys come over here. Remember that Milo dope? Everybody, Milo, Milo, Milo. The guy was a dope and a fool. And everybody was, and Breitbart gave him like $1 million or did some kind of $1 million Milo across the U.S. I never got it. I said, this guy and his friends are stooges. Total stooges. I didn't get it. I guess I wasn't in the cool club. Anyway, I don't know. You know, go back. Who was that other dummy who worked for Murdoch, who ran Heat Street? Mensch, remember her? crazy broad Mensch. She ran Heat Street into the ground. It was supposed to be a conservative news site. And this is crazy. This is why people in the media, the big players, don't like True Pundit and upstart independent media. Murdoch put $15 million into this Heat Street debacle, right? I think they were pulling like 4 million in traffic a month. True Pundit was doing 4 million at the same time, and we started with $35. Murdoch poured $15 million with this Mensch was running at this dope. Another dope from the UK. I don't get it. Hey, I have friends from the UK, right? I say to their face, why don't you guys go back over across the pond and worry about your own country? We got enough assholes over here. Of course, I say it half in jest, but it's up to you to decide which half I'm talking about. Half wits. Got enough jerks here, guys. Over in the UK. Go back to the UK. I like guys from the UK. I know a lot of Intel guys, all right? And it's nothing I wouldn't say to their face over a beer. Or 7. Or 20. A couple of them I know are listening, so. They come over here. We showed them a good time when they come over to the States. They go back saying those guys are crazy in Philadelphia. They're completely out of their minds, by the way. But that's another topic for another day. Let's go to our Joe Biden song while we're talking here and doing a little house cleaning. Yeah, so we got Sacha Baron Cohen trying to push his movie. Nobody cares, pal. Borat was big, what, like 15 years ago? You're still doing that shtick? Fucking dummy. People were getting riled up about it. Who cares? Thanks to the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. I mentioned that already a couple times because folks have access to the video podcast on there. More pain shows coming tonight. We did Pain After Dark on Saturday for subscribers. We'll do it again on Saturday. That was our sixth episode of Pain After Dark. As we roll that out, we got more surprises coming as time goes on. Just got off the phone with an old contact. We'll be rolling him out as well. Former decorated detective who is on. If you want to check out the Unsolved Mysteries, they have a special on there. They just relaunched on Netflix, Unsolved Mysteries. They repackaged, rebranded. They got a story on there about Jack Wheeler. Jack Wheeler III, actually, is a former Pentagon, high-ranking Pentagon contact, and served numerous presidents, including Reagan, the Bushes, etc., that was found in a landfill. He's a local guy. And Unsolved Mysteries is murder. One of the main detectives on that show, I think we'll probably have on here, as I just got off the phone with him. We've known each other for a long time. One of the good guys. One of the guys you like to have your back. So, sometime after the election, there's no rush. Intriguing story for sure. And yet to be solved murder of the wheel man, Wheeler, Jack. And crazy story. Crazy, crazy story. But so check that out on Unsolved Mystery about Jack Wheeler. And we'll revisit that in the near future. We appreciate the folks on these other platforms who are helping us keep the lights on. And if you can jump in there, hey, it's less than a half of a cocktail when you go out to go out and have a couple cold ones, if you're allowed to go out anymore. So we appreciate it. Goes a long way. I was fired up yesterday. I got a lot of emails and a lot of messages on those platforms. A lot of folks. The banter on there is worth its weight in gold as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, it's going to be, I'm going to be more fiery in 2021. I've just kind of been getting my feet wet here. You know, we're 10 months in on this project and I'm new to broadcasting. So, I'm feeling it though more and more every day since we started moving to the daily news podcast. I'm getting the hang of it and I'm ready. I think we're ready to rock and roll here to a certain extent. Speaking of that, let's get moving. We've got a busy week ahead of us. And let's not delay any further. We had some fun. It's always good to have some fun. We didn't have much fun yesterday. I was fired up. We were waiting for this story to break, and now it's happened, so I can talk about You can ask any liberal right now, and I think they'll agree with Eric Clapton that they're tore down. This is a great song, but I think Jeff Healey's version might even be better. Although we're not allowed to play it, but you're allowed to listen to it. Jeff Healey. Rest in peace. The libs out there are going to be tore down. I already saw the meltdown starting. You know what? They might have a back-to-back meltdown. Two for Tuesday. One this Tuesday and one next Tuesday. I don't see there's any way for this basement troll to win. That's just me, though. I think the whole thing has been put to bed a long time ago. And Biden just put himself to bed. He put a lid on the campaign, as I said, pain in the morning on Monday. He put a lid on the campaign Sunday night. I'm sure he's two warm cookies in right now and a cup of tapioca, and he's out cold. Somebody will wake him up tomorrow at the same time, change his diaper, and give him another warm cookie. That's the guy you want for president, right? It's sad what they're doing to that guy and his family. Not sad what they're doing to his family. His family's done it to himself, but it's sad what they're putting this guy up. He doesn't even know where he's at. So much for your family giving a shit about you. So much for your self-respect, right? Obviously, he has none. He's proven that time and time again, so hey. He's done so many people wrong, man. Just around here in this area. It's unbelievable. Ripped off people left and right. Contractors. Big and small. That's just petty shit. That's just regular petty stuff. And then there's big stuff. You should be in jail. On Sunday, the U.S. Senate voted to bring a debate to an end and usher in a final vote on blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Let me speed through this. The Senate confirmed Amy Coney Barrett on Monday. Next. There you go. Because this was laid out in case something happened. But it went through, and that's where we're at. So we will move on. Let me just shuffle around the music. I got to jump around a little bit. You know what? We're supposed to play China Grove for China Joe. So let's go back to that. A suggestion from somebody on Patreon.com/TruePundit. Instead of Grove, he said we should sing China Joe, which I like. So let's do that. Let's do these folks justice. They give me suggestions for music, and if it's licensed, I normally play it. Get your request in on those platforms. We'll come back to Hendrix in a little bit. We have some Hendrix tonight. We have some more Hendrix tonight. Guys, relax out there. That was one of my personal favorites. I wouldn't put the kibosh on James Marshall Hendrix, although the Doobie Brothers are respectable as well. Headline, Where's Joe? With just days to go, Trump is jet-setting and Biden's hiding in his basement. Here's what President Trump did on Saturday. He rose early in the West Palm Beach, Florida, took a motorcade to a polling site to cast his early voting ballot, jetted to Fayetteville, North Carolina for a campaign rally, jumped over to Columbus, Ohio for another packed rally, zipped off to Milwaukee, Wisconsin,
Oh, China Joe.
So good. We appreciate the feedback on those platforms. Trump zipped off to Milwaukee, Wisconsin for a third Make America Great rally, then headed home, arriving at the White House in the wee hours of Sunday morning. Meanwhile, at that point, with just 9 days to go before Election Day, Joe Biden held two sparsely attended drive-in rallies in Pennsylvania, knocking off in mid-afternoon. It's time for his nap. He stopped off at a local daycare and got a nap mat and some Teddy Grahams. On Sunday, Trump rolled out at 10:30 a.m., flying aboard Air Force One to New Hampshire for a crowded rally, then headed up to Maine, where he hopes to win a couple of Electoral College votes. Biden, though, stayed in his basement. Joe Biden's campaign has called a lid at 11:27 a.m., just 9 days before the election. A Bloomberg reported a lid means the candidate will have no more public events journalists can cover. Unless you're in the basement with Joe. Joe's in the basement. He's playing mental Twister. He thinks he's playing Twister. He's just tangled up in his own shower curtain. In the last week, he's only held three campaign events outside of participating in the debate. He was in Durham, North Carolina last Sunday and made two stops in Pennsylvania yesterday. Ironically, a couple hours before the lid, Biden wrote on Twitter, 9 days, let's go. To where? I'm going to say it anyhow. I don't give a fuck. Biden spends more time in the basement than John Wayne Gacy's victims. I had to say it. It was too good not to say it. Let's go back to Hendrix. Oh, man. Let's go. 9 days, let's go. To where? And Biden calls a lid 9 days out and says, let's go. Sure, let's go. Trump on Sunday ripped Biden 77 for his light schedule. This guy has more lids. I don't know. There's something going on. Somebody said it's a strategy. It's not, because really strategy would be coming out. Do you think that Sleepy Joe would be doing these things? I don't think so, Trump said. He'll go back to bed. Hillary Clinton used to spend a lot of time in bed, too. She had more energy than him. She did. Trump said Biden is trying to avoid questions about his son, Hunter Biden, involving alleged lucrative foreign deals. I would say the primary reason he's put a lid on again is because he can't answer the questions, he said. No, he can't answer these questions. The stakes are high, but Biden seems to be following in the footsteps of Hillary Clinton, who got thumped by Trump in 2016. Clinton all but ignored two key states, Wisconsin and Michigan, and Trump won both. Like Biden of late. She chose to focus on Pennsylvania, which cast 20 Electoral College votes, tied for fifth most of all U.S. states. She lost that, too. Biden has been barely visible on the campaign trail, stretching back to September. This guy. Wow. On September 19th, Biden called a lid at 8:30 in the morning. 3 days later, he did the same thing at 9:22 in the morning. In fact, the lid has come down before noon no less than eight times this month. That would be 36% of the campaign days in the month of September, in which the Biden campaign has canceled its activities before lunchtime. It must have had a real good lunch and bingo hour at the home. Why does the media let this guy get away with this? You could never get away with this. As a GOP candidate, you would be shish kebabbed by the mainstream media. They don't think there's any problem with it. They're so far in the bag for these guys. They're not even, the media is not even the media anymore. It's just a wing of the Democratic Party. It's ridiculous. Since his August 11th selection of California Senator Kamala Casting Couch Harris as his running mate, Biden has had 22 days where he either didn't make public appearances, held only virtual fundraisers, or ventured from his Delaware home solely for church, according to the Associated Press. Yeah, Mr. Churchgoer. Nothing says a Roman Catholic like killing babies. Fucking hypocrite. Who am I to judge, though? Who am I to judge? There's also a whole Catholic wing in hell next to John McCain's condo. I'm sure the Bidens will have a nice spot down there with McCain and Harry Reid by the Lake of Fire. Biden has made 12 visits outside of Delaware during that period, including a trip to Washington to pay respects to the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Except Joe thought she was still alive. Now I have all these Ginsburg jokes in my head. As far as a lid is concerned, you guys can figure that one out. I'm not going to say it. The mind works fast, folks. During the same time period, Trump had 24 trips. It took him to 17 different states, as well as visits to New York to see his ailing brother in the hospital, or weekend golf outings. We just talked about, I was on the phone, we just talked about a high place guy in the Biden campaign. So we get to make fun of him as well, a fraternity brother, etc., who's involved. So we have a lot of hooks in a lot of places, which is good. At a rally at Prescott, Arizona last week, what else do we have for this? How about a little Bruce Springsteen? How about some Toby Keith? He ain't worth missing. A little Toby Keith. We'll slow it down for Clyde Mildred. At a rally in Prescott, Arizona last week, Trump also mocked Biden's lids. That means he's going to stay in the basement all day, Trump said as the crowd laughed. Biden needs the next 11 days to prepare his acceptance speech. Biden's campaign manager, Jen O'Malley Dillon, told reporters as she kept an eye on poll numbers. Yeah, Hillary had an eye on poll numbers, too. They end up in the bottom of a vodka bottle by the end of the night. Right next to her. So do not try to ask Joe questions or get statements from him, because that's just going to confuse him, his campaign manager said. Well, that's good. It sounds like he's ready to be president. She actually said that. Let's go back over the quote, because it's fucking amazing. Quote, Biden needs the next 11 days to prepare for his acceptance speech, unquote. Biden's campaign manager, Jen O'Malley, told reporters. Quote, so don't try to ask him questions or get statements from him, because that's just going to confuse him, unquote. What crackerjack school of campaign management did she go to? What was her last campaign? When one of the teeny boppers were running for class president on 90210? Seriously. Jen O'Malley Dillon? You don't say things like that. Well, I guess you could say anything you want, I guess, if you're a Democrat, right? No one's going to call you on the carpet. Can you imagine if Trump's campaign manager told the press, don't ask the guy any questions or try to get statements from him? 7 days before the election, because that's just going to confuse him. You know what the headlines would be? Trump is sick. Trump not medically fit. Trump confused. Trump has dementia. Trump has Alzheimer's. Colon report. Campaign insider says Trump's confused. Do you understand how rigged it is? It's laughable. Okay, we're rolling here. Thank you, Toby Keith. New headline. Trump will immediately fire FBI director and other senior government idiots. I'm sorry, officials, if he wins re-election. Let's go to the silhouettes. What do you think? Ray's going to have to get a job. No, he doesn't. He's worth $45, $50 million. What is a guy worth $45 or $50 million? Why does he take a job for a couple hundred thousand dollars? Would you? If you're making $6, $7, $8 million a year as a lawyer? Would you take a couple hundred thousand dollars, a pay cut to make a couple hundred thousand dollars? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because you're crooked. You're there for a reason. You're there to protect the beautiful people, and you will be rewarded when you depart. Look, Ray doesn't give a shit. He's going to cash in. He's kept the important people and the elites out of jail. And the guy who could have ratted them all out, Epstein, he died in jail. Do the math. Do the math. We forget about this stuff, right? You might. I don't. I don't fucking forget about these guys. If President Trump wins re-election next month, he will move to immediately dismiss at least three senior government idiots. I'm sorry, officials. According to a new report from Axios, three officials include FBI Director Christopher Ray, Christopher Wrong Ray, Christopher Ray of Disaster, Christopher Death Ray. That should be Death Ray. That's even better. CIA Director Gina Haspel, a.k.a. Bloody Gina, and Defense Secretary Mark Esper. According to Axios, Ray will be the first on the chopping blocks. Well, this isn't. It's an interesting report, but we already know that Ray is first on the block. And if it wasn't an election season, he would have already gotten axed. But you can't ax the FBI director right before the election. The media will go absolutely berserk. Say, oh, man, it's a cover-up. It's a cover-up, blah, 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 blah. Don't give these guys any red meat, especially before an election, right? Trump is asking the same question that the Clash asked on their Combat Rock album. The two sources who reportedly have discussed the plans personally with Trump told Axios that Ray and Haspel are despised and distrusted almost universally in Trump's inner circle. One source told Axios that Trump would have fired both officials already, but did not want to instigate another political headache before Election Day. Exactly. Trump is reportedly angry that Ray has not opened an investigation into Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings, which have come under intense scrutiny this month. Hey, President Trump, listen to podcast number 46. We laid out the entire schematic how they rigged the Hunter Biden laptop investigation. It's very ingenious what the FBI did. Very ingenious. According to some well-placed folks. You can't get that info anywhere else. And nobody's picked it up either because they're fucking cowards. Well, they just don't understand it. Most of the people covering national security are bird brains anyhow. They're robots. According to Axios, Trump was also angry when Ray told Congress last month that he has not seen evidence of widespread voter fraud. He probably hasn't, I'm sure. And the last time we checked a year ago, we were told Ray was missing a lot of key meetings. And Bowditch, his deputy director, was attending meetings in Ray's place. Where was Ray? Getting his hair done? Meanwhile, Trump is reportedly angry that Haspel has opposed declassifying documents that would aid U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. Why would she do that? This is a protection racket, President Trump. I try to tell everybody that. We're doing a good job of telling people that. People are getting it. The whole infrastructure is set up to protect people. Why would they declassify documents? To put themselves in jail. Haspel's been a hack for a long time. It's amazing how these people got there. President Trump, you put her there. You put Ray there. You put Sessions there. I mean, you put Barr there. Whoever's vetting your people and telling you to hire people, that's the fucking first person you get rid of. Whoever's vetting your cabinet positions, throw them out on their ass. And if they're family members, send them on a one-way vacation to one of your hotels somewhere for a four-year stay. That's the first person to get rid of. The view of Haspel in the West Wing is that she still sees her job as manipulating people and outcomes, the way she must have been when she was working assets in the field, one source told Axios. Really, you think? You think somebody who's been in the agency that long would act that way? Wow, that's a pretty good source you got. It's bred a lot of suspicion of her motives. No one has it. She's a swamp creature. She's going to protect the swamp and her friends. That's the motive. Someone who's honed her tradecraft for decades. All of a sudden, she's running the company. Okay? What, she's going to be different? You get what you pay for, man. Like I said, whoever's vetting these people for Trump, that's the first person that gets shit canned. It's probably a family member. You gotta do something different. Bring back Trump steaks or something, Trump wine, and put them in the kitchen with the White House chef. Chain them in the Lincoln bedroom or something. Chain them to Lincoln's bed. Bird brains in the White House these days. The chain of bad hires is... it's a barrel of monkeys down there. One after another, it's like a long chain. Remember barrel monkeys we used to have? All hook onto each other's arms? As a kid, that's what it's like, the bad hires. It's like a barrel of monkeys. As for Esper, Trump was reportedly not happy with the defense secretary for not supporting a plan to send active duty military units into American streets as a response to the racial unrest that plagued cities nationwide in early summer. Fox News confirmed that Ray likely will be fired if Trump wins re-election. Oh, thanks for Fox checking in. Thank you. It's you're really out on a limb there. Advisors have consistently told President to wait until after election if he wants to replace Ray, a senior administration official told Fox News. No shit. A high school fucking civics student could figure that out. These guys, this is a big deal. they're breaking this breaking this news. It's common sense. It's obviously common sense. Ray needs to go, though. That is universal. Where's these other media? Where was Axios? Where was Fox covering Christopher Ray and being critical of his leadership? They haven't done that for the most part. A couple of the talking heads say things every now and then. They haven't called Ray on the carpet. We've excoriated that guy. It goes back years. We've destroyed that guy time and time again. Where's everybody else? I think independent media has done a good job of it. Not the big ones, though. Big media has given him a free pass. Now they're breaking stories, though, that he might be thrown out. Really? You think so? Ditch these fucking people, guys. The Fox Newses of the world and the big box media companies. They're all insane. Speaking of insane.
Are you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
To go a little insane in the brain. Because we're going to be talking about everybody's favorite Rummy. And enabler. Hillary Clinton is still fuming. Quote, I was born to be president. It makes me literally sick to my stomach to think of another Trump win. Really? Because you were sick before you won. You passed the fuck out in the street. They carried you like a CPR. I stuffed you in a van like a CPR dummy. You left your shoes in the street. Like a bag lady. What are you talking about? That makes you sick? What made you sick then? Witch Hazel? Failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is apparently still fuming over her loss to President Donald Trump in the 2016 election. During a recent appearance on Kara Swisher's New York Times Opinion podcast, we all know that's a big podcast. She should have called it Swisher Sweets. The former Secretary of State alleged that she was born to be president and that it literally makes her sick to her stomach to think of another Trump win. She was also born to steal money from the government and from a lot of other people, a lot of other governments and a lot of other people. The fact that this fucking train-robbing bitch has not been locked up is shake my head. That literally makes me sick, and that makes Americans sick. Literally makes me sick to my stomach. That this criminal is on the loose, still. And that she's on podcasts. She should be playing country western music in the prison library on LPs. Like in Shawshank Redemption. Play some Hank Williams. Give her a Hank Williams album. At one point during the interview, Swisher asked Clinton if she thought a woman president could handle the coronavirus pandemic. Clinton quickly responded by tooting her own horn, saying, I have no doubt, especially if it were me. Yeah, no one knows more about passing the fuck out for unknown reasons and coming down with ailments than Hillary. Hillary, I think the question was, could a woman president handle the coronavirus pandemic? Not could a woman president post as a test subject for a coronavirus vaccine. It's two different things, Hillary. Put down the gray goose, okay? Clinton quickly responded by tooting her own horn again. What do we have with this? I'll just go back with Cypress Hill. There's no better song. Well, there might be. We keep searching for songs. We've settled on a couple good songs for some of the regular characters. Hillary said, I was born for that. I mean, that's why I knew I'd be a good president. I was ready for crises and emergencies. Yeah, because you fucking created them for decades. And I would have done what you see these women leaders doing. What women leaders? Gretchen Whitmer? Is that who you're talking about? Kamala Harris? What have they done? What exactly have they done? The other female leaders in Seattle were vagrants and varmints and street urchins, tore the city apart for months. Yeah, they're doing great. Women are kicking ass. Liberal women are out there kicking ass. What an example. You listen to the science. You bring in people in an open, inclusive way. You communicate constantly. You make the case by explaining why what you're doing is in the long-term interest, not only of health, but also the economy. Yeah, I have no doubt in my mind at all that I would have stepped up to the crisis. Later in the interview, when the topic of Trump's re-election chances came up, Hillary jumped in saying, I can't entertain the idea of him winning. You better pull the ambulance van around. Hillary's going to stroke out again. It would cause cognitive dissonance of a grave degree, she said before adding that even thinking about potential Trump win would also make her physically ill. It makes me literally sick to my stomach that we've had 4 years of this abuse and destruction of our institutions and damaging of our norms and our values. What are you talking about? You don't have any values. And lessening of our leadership, and the list goes on. But there's no doubt that he would do everything he could to attack and punish anyone who was, in his view, an adversary. Oh, you mean like women who accused your husband of rape and you attacked them? You attacked and punished women who said your husband raped them? Is that what you're talking about? Or are you just talking about him attacking political opponents, which is part of politics, Hillary? When you attack rape victims and belittle them, besmirch them, try to ruin their lives to protect your gravy train, is that what you're talking about? Because I'm confused. You should just shut the fuck up. This is somebody else who should be locked in a basement and kept away from a microphone. Guys, they're so outer limit lost in their own world. They have no idea what they're saying. They have no idea what they've done in the past. They think everything they've done is perfect, and they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's fucking embarrassing. That's why they'll talk to a bird brain like this New York Times chick, because they don't ask these people any questions, any real questions. My podcast with Hillary would be 45 seconds. First question would be something like, hey, how could you attack all these women and belittle them who accuse your husband of raping them? How could you do that and then in the same breath say that you're some kind of role model for women and young women? Explain that to me. That would be my first question. And my last, by the way. Speaking of women, rapes, and child trafficking, let's move on to Hillary's husband. You can't even... These guys.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me.
Epstein and Bill Clinton flew together. Ghislaine Maxwell confirms in her newly released deposition. Ghislaine Maxwell, a longtime associate. How about a longtime lady pimp? I like that better. Of deceased sex offender. Sex offender. Is that what he was? Jeffrey Epstein? I think he was a little bit more than a sex offender. But we'll go with it. Confirmed in a newly unsealed deposition that she had flown together with Epstein and former President Bill Clinton. The deposition from a now settled civil defamation suit against Maxwell by accuser Virginia Giuffre contains countless instances of Maxwell evading lawyers' questions. Epstein described Maxwell, a longtime member of the Epstein inner circle. A member of the inner circle. Really? Is that what she was? As his best friend. I think she was a pimp. Pretty sure.
That's supposed to be Madame, sir. My good man. Learn your vernacular.
No, she was a fucking pimp. At one point in the deposition, Maxwell is asked by Giuffre's lawyer, Sigrid McCauley. You did fly on planes, Jeffrey Epstein's planes with President Clinton, is that correct? I have flown, yes. Maxwell has long been accused of helping groom minor girls for Epstein. Again, I think you spelled pimp wrong. Multiple alleged victims of Epstein have accused Maxwell of luring them into his trafficking circle, where they sit. Again, luring, I think, is spelled wrong. Pimping is spelled wrong. Where they said they were sexually abused by him and other powerful people. The story fails to point out that those other powerful people were also allegedly Ghislaine Maxwell. They were abused by Ghislaine Maxwell. Just because the FBI let it slide doesn't mean we have to. In follow-up questions, Maxwell was asked, when you were on the plane with Jeffrey and President Clinton, did you observe Jeffrey and redacted talking? Obviously, probably Clinton. I'm sure they did, Maxwell responded. Clinton flew on Epstein's jet, infamously dubbed the Lolita Express, at least 26 times. But Clinton denied. I guess him and Epstein were having groovy times by the Clash. I don't have to tell you who sang that last song, do I? I'm not going to tell you if you don't know it. We have some work cut out for us when it comes to music and you folks. In a July 2019 statement, Bill Clinton denied ever visiting Epstein's private island and said he was only had traveled on the plane four times. That's a lie, as usual. Don't worry. Don't worry. The prospect of Trump winning the presidency makes Hillary sick, but traveling, trafficking, and going to an island where their teenager's being abused, her husband. And, you know, there's also pretty good talk that Hillary was at the island, too. Okay. And that was part of the Wiener laptop that they're covering up. But that's separate. But that doesn't make Hillary sick. The fact that kids were basically sold into sexual slavery. That doesn't make Hillary sick. Yeah. That should tell you who you're dealing with. What a fucking psychopath you're dealing with. Last year, a day before Epstein was found dead in his cell, nearly 2,000 pages of documents relating to him were unsealed, including claims from Giuffre that she was directed by Maxwell to have sex with a number of rich and powerful men, including Epstein, and including Prince Andrew. The story also seems to leave that out as well. Well, as Joe Strummer is saying, maybe they were having a groovy times, according to the definition by the Clintons. But Hillary gets sick just thinking about Trump winning. But her husband raping people? Participating with a child trafficker? And his lady pimp? J. jet-setting internationally, doing God knows what on the planes and off the planes. That doesn't make Hillary sick. You know what makes me sick? The fact that no one has the balls in the Secret Service to out these people. Think about that. There's no excuse. There's just fucking no excuse. They all protect each other, guys. It's a protection racket. That's what I've been saying. But we're not in the club, so we're not protected. So don't screw up out here. They'll kick your door in. Take it from me. Maybe beat the shit out of you in front of your family. Point guns at your kids. I heard that happens. More than once. Oh, boy. Twitter goes full Orwell and censors all topics likely to be subject to election misinformation. Yeah, I thought that they weren't a publisher. So they're editing again, right? Isn't that what the protection is? They're protected because they're not publishers. They're a platform. When you start making editorial decisions on what's misinformation and what isn't, you're no longer a publisher. I hope these guys get fucking clobbered. If Trump wins, God willing, he wins in a week, I hope Twitter, they fucking blow it up. No more Twitter. The country would be a better place. The people running this are communists, fascists, and weirdos. Speaking of that, we kicked off the podcast with Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies. And I dedicated that to Jack Dorsey, Twitter CEO. I found this old article. I found another article, too. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. Our crack researchers found this article in the New Yorker, 2013. They did a big profile on Dorsey, this weirdo. I'll read from it. After his ferry job, Dorsey cast around for new opportunities. He studied figure drawing after reading that Scott Morrison, a jean maker he admired, preferred designers who had such training. Quote, "He approached denim like it was a living journal," unquote, Dorsey says. Later, Dorsey took classes in fashion design at Apparel Arts in the Dog Patch neighborhood of San Francisco. Dorsey designed a pencil skirt and an asymmetrical one. He put them in a closet and eventually threw them out. This guy is like designing dresses and skirts, okay? Now he's deciding what is misinformation and what's not misinformation. You see what's wrong with these things? This guy is the CEO of one of the major social media platforms when he's not designing skirts. What the hell is going on in this country? The devil with a blue dress on. Somebody is. It's so upside down. If he came to Congress and I was in the Senate or Congress, I would say, have you designed any women's clothes lately while you were coming down on the backs of conservatives' heads and censoring people? What do you do when you're not censoring people in your free time? Well, we just found out. Fuck's sake, you can't even believe this stuff. Twitter is pulling out all the stops with just 7 days left until the 2020 election. As if a complete and total cover-up of the Hunter Biden story by the mainstream media and big tech wasn't far enough, and as if every social media product and app you use annoyingly reminding you to vote on November 3rd wasn't enough, Twitter has now apparently gone full Orwell, I called full communist. And through a spokesperson, Twitter has said they will prompt users with warnings on topics that are likely to be subject of election misinformation. Hey, what about women's fashion? Will we get warnings about pencil skirts? Pencil skirts designed by pencil necks. That should be the topic the next show. Pencil skirts designed by Pencil Necks on the next Maury. The news hit Bloomberg around 12:30 on Monday. Twitter will begin to show prompts to U.S. users that address topics that are likely to be subject of election misinformation. In other words, anything will be labeled election misinformation that goes against the political idea, the twisted and communist political ideologies of the bird brains who work and run Twitter. What are the topics that are likely to be a subject of election misinformation anyway? Well, I'm glad you asked. We're guessing it can include any, literally anything that would be detrimental to Democratic nominee Joe Biden, while negative press and conspiracies about President Trump are allowed to run amok at will, including sharing illegal things like people's tax returns. That's cool. Breaking the law. Is it? Isn't our friend Julian Assange in jail for that and accused of doing that? But the New York Times, no problem. Dean Baquet over there, that cement head communist running the Times, no problem. Twitter support put up a tweet calling the 2020 election unlike any other in U.S. history and informing users it's going to prompt them about potentially delaying election results and voting by mail. Fuck these guys. You know what else they did last week? They made it harder to retweet until after the election. They don't want you retweeting things, too, that can hurt. The Hunter Biden stuff broke, and all of a sudden, it was harder to retweet. You can't even make this stuff up. Here, I got another song for you. How about some... Wait, is this for them? I gotta see what's come after this. Yeah, this is good. Little Tubes. We go to the Tubes or maybe White Punks on Dope. And we'll go to Motley Crue's cover of that. It's got a little bit more of a rock and roll feel. Although the Tubes song is classic and Motley Crue's a cover of it. And White Punks on Dope. It's just a song title. I'm not saying anything. So they made it harder to retweet things. This has to be shut down, man. Get the fuck off of Twitter, man. I'm working on it myself. 2021. That's one of the goals. We're already pretty much weaning ourselves off of Facebook, thank God. Facebook is another rat hole. Twitter put up a photo that shows a warning to its users, you might encounter misleading information about voting by mail and election results might be delayed. Both warnings seem suited to prepare the public for an onslaught of mail in voting, likely to favor Democrats. It's all about favoring Democrats, right? They tried to cheat in 2016, and then you know what they did? These pencil necks and pencil dicks sat around for 4 years and said, we're not going to let that happen again. We're not going to get blindsided by Trump again and all these deplorable types. we're gonna roll out our own defenses. That's all this is. These guys are one step below, definitely with the potential to be on the same par as radical Islamists. You know why? You learn when you go to fraud training, anti-fraud training, certified fraud examiner. When I worked at Citi, to get your CFE, to pass the test and everything, and get your wings, you learn that people steal money for two reasons. There's only two reasons why people steal money. General reasons. One, they steal money because they need it. And they want to buy things or pay for things that they feel that they need. That's one. Two, they steal money to underwrite a political or religious ideology. To further their ideology. That's the same thing these guys are doing. They're using the platform to further a political ideology. Basically, if Christopher Wray, the FBI director, talks about domestic terrorism, this is domestic terrorism, in my book. Or at least it borders on it. It borders on it. There's definitely enough there to launch a criminal probe, I think. Will it be done? Absolutely not. Because these guys have taken the same tenets of radical religious people all over the world who do things for religious reasons to further their ideology. They've taken that philosophy and they've applied it against half the population of the United States. How is that not domestic terrorism? Just let me know how it's not. In fact, the blue wave of tweet blocks has already begun as Dorsey and his merry men and women and other. It says that women and other, I like that. Choose to ban anyone from retweeting any retweet related to voter fraud, including none other than the head of Judicial Watch. What is going on with these people? That's what's happening. I can't even. We're done with this thing, right? That's it for the news, I think. Is it? I came across another story. I'll just throw it real quick. You know Bill Gates, the guy who wants everybody to take a COVID-19 vaccine of his making? Do you know that this idiot, and he is an idiot, by the way, he's a bright guy, but he's really a fool. He's really a fool. That's why he's got all the money in the world and he's got everybody in his pocket. But guess what? He can never sell us, the public, on the fact that he's not a bumbling fool. When he presents himself and talks, he's not a likable guy. And I think most people think he's a creep. Most sensible people pick up a vibe from him, a creep vibe, like, whoa, this guy's not all there. Or he thinks he's like on another plateau, wherever he's at. He's not somewhere I want to be. So the guy bringing you vaccines and the vaccine, the COVID passport, right? Do you know what another one of his projects are? You found out? It's public, but I just didn't know about it. Now, Bill Gates wants to spray millions of tons of dust into the stratosphere to stop global warming and dim the sun to save the Earth. He wants to dim the sun. Talk about a dim wit. The plan sounds like science fiction, but could be fact within a decade. Every day, more than 800 giant aircraft would lift millions of tons of chalk dust to a height of 12 miles above the Earth's surface and then sprinkle the lot around the stratosphere. In theory, the airborne dust would create a gigantic sunshade, reflecting some of the sun's rays and heat back into space, dimming those that get through, and so protecting the Earth from the worsening ravages of climate warming. This dummy wants to put a paper bag over the sun. This is not the crackpot plan of a garden shed inventor. The project is being funded by billionaire and Microsoft founder Bill Gates and pioneered by scientists at Harvard University. Well, Harvard will, they'll research anything you pay them for. Research whores. Hell, they did a lot of research in Wuhan, China, too. Of course, the FBI is covering that up as well. You can't even make it up. This is the guy who wants to. The plan would cost $2 billion a year. Gates wants you to fund that. He wants taxpayers to fund that out of the Department of Defense budget. And it would take 15 years to dim the sun, flying thousands of, you can't, this is real. This is real. Okay. He wants to create a space volcano to block the sun. It's basically a giant, gigantic sunshade. This is the guy who wants and is pushing for and who's controlling it to a large extent. The fact that you and your loved ones are going to have to get a vaccine to live the new normal, to go back to work, to go back to school. The same asshole who wants to block the sun. Yeah, this guy is. Remember what I said about using your money to further your ideology, whether it's stolen or not? And Gates did steal his money, too. You see all the parallels here. It's very interesting. Oh, my God. Somebody, let's go with some psychedelic furs. Hide the medicine. We need to, somebody hide the medicine from that guy. Block the sun. When I heard that today, it was brought to my attention. I said, you got to talk about this tonight. We'll prep it for you, I said. Somebody needs to hide his medicine, not the sun. Hey, we appreciate your help out there on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can benefit us directly. Comes out to about 25 cents a day. And you get access to all the stuff we talked about earlier in the show, video, podcast. The subscriber-only shows and the platform is growing, and we have plans to expand it further, and we're in the process of doing that. We added a Saturday night show, Pain After Dark. That'll be back out again on Saturday night before the election. And we appreciate it. So if you haven't jumped in, hey, jump in, man. We could use all that. Calling all hands on deck, man. We could use to try to reach more people and get the word out to more people. And so far, it's working. Our numbers are really up this month on the podcast, and we appreciate it. And that's because of you folks. And we're able to do more things if we have more chip in the bank. And that's what we're trying to do. Looking at getting a producer lined up, and so free us up to do more things and talk to more people and get more things done on the podcast and help this thing grow. But it's growing great now, by the way. So thank you out there. We don't advertise anywhere. We don't do that kind of stuff. It's just word of mouth. So obviously what I'm saying is resonating with people. And 2021, I think, is going to be a lot better than 2020 for the podcast. But hell, I mean, 2020 has exceeded all of our expectations. And you folks out there are the reason for that. You're listening and you're participating. And on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, you're contributing and you're underwriting this to a very large degree. And again, we appreciate it. We have the More Pain show coming tonight. On those platforms, subscribers only. Usually goes an hour and a half, 2.5. 2 hours, 2.5. Depends. So, as we head down the home stretch here for the election. Tell me when it's over, right? That kind of thing. We'll get through it. We'll get through it. Hang in there. So, we'll see you then in the morning. After that as well. We got More Pain tonight, then boom, Wednesday, Pain in the Morning, and the big Wednesday podcast. Take care and God bless.
catfish. Swimming in low, the deep blue sea. I have one good pretty woman fishing after me. Fishing after me. Fishing after me. My husband just now left. Just now left.
Thank you. Oh.